Hello everybody, my name is Scott Reck, and welcome to the Walk of Life. Now, this is my solo podcast, where I just kind of attempt to, I guess, work out anything that's troubling me, or just kind of say what's on my mind. This is going to be episode number 2, and this is recorded on April 25th. 2016. Now, one of the other things about this podcast is it's geared to provide a snapshot of my life on this given day at this given moment, so that any time in the future I can look back and see who was I on that day, or my thoughts, what was going on, all sorts of things like that. Well, today you find me at one of the darkest days in my life. Or actually, 5 years removed from one of the darkest days of my life. And that's because April 25th, 2011, was the day that my younger brother, Tim, passed away at the age of 24. Now, the last 5 years have gone by really fast. And sometimes it's hard to imagine that it's been that long since I last seen him. But at the same time, every single day is incredibly long. And it's a chore just to get from one to the next. And then just to wake up knowing that this is a world I live in. A world that he's no longer a part of, at least physically. So, It's been a long time and also a very short while, I guess, at the same time. Now, I was originally, my intention of recording this episode today was to get really angry and say some mean things and just really work out some frustrations of how I feel about this whole thing. But this is recorded at the tail end of a probably soon to be four mile walk. And at this time, I think I'm too tired to be angry. You know, like because I just realize there's better things now. It's like, you know, with just the exercise and just the time to think, that it's like there's no need to be angry anymore. So there's no time for that in this world. Life's too short to be angry or upset or to hold grudges or for violence or anything like that. It's not worth it. So, and walking to the point of exhaustion has just really calmed me down. But I do want to express some sadness, maybe some disappointment. So the fact that, for those of you who don't know, and I don't mind telling you, but my brother died from a drug overdose. It wasn't something like a car accident or cancer or something like that. Something that you don't expect to happen and something that's very tragic. Now granted, any death is tragic. An overdose is tragic too. Because, like, where was he in his life that he felt the need to turn to drugs to in order to ease his pain or to put himself in a different place or whatever? I don't know. That's the really sad part about it. The fact that his normal life wasn't enough for him. And I hope it was an accident. I don't think there's much worse than someone purposely killing somebody or purposely killing themselves. It just shows a complete and total disregard to a human life, whether it be someone else's or your own. So I hope that that's not the case. I hope it was accidental. Of course, I'm never going to get those answers unless there is a heaven and I go there and he's somewhere there too. And I can ask him or I can ask God, who should know, But unless that happens, I'm just left to speculate. So I'm going to choose the higher, I guess, path and choose to believe that it was accidental. And so at 24 years old, I was just about 30 at the time. And now, in a few short days, I'll be 35. And I guess my biggest disappointment comes from the fact that I can count back over the last, almost 11 years now of what I've done between ages 24 and 35. And I can arguably say that those years were the best of my life. Obviously, minus the last five. But I've actually done a lot of things over the last 5 years that I never saw myself doing. I had some really cool adventures and everything like that. Albeit, you know, just without him. But the ages of my life, because I was like my tail end of college, and then just getting out of college, not having to worry about school anymore, still really close with all your college friends, you got some disposable income, your living situation's all right, and you're just having a lot of fun, doing a lot of cool things. And so I know what I've been doing with the last 11 years of my life, but I guess what makes me sad is the fact that he never got to experience that. I guess that's where the disappointment and the sadness comes in. Because I think, you know, like, he almost kind of cheated himself out on a life. And the rest of the world got cheated out too on the fact that they won't be here. Or like they're not, I guess their lives are not enriched by his presence, by his music, by his humor, by his ideas, and just the way he can smile and light up a room. Is the fact that there's people in this world who never met him. And there's people really close in our lives, such as some friends, that only know him through memories. And like, although my cat probably doesn't get it, I tell my cat all the time, I'm like, you would have loved Timmy, and Timmy would have loved you. Now he has no concept of Timmy, or like, death, or like, those ideas that I'm just saying like, here's how your life would be better off if he was here. He has no idea what any of that means. But then so do a lot of people, even if they're just a human. So it's really hard in that regard, in that sense, I guess, to look at life now and just say, like, could you imagine what it would be like if you were still here? And what his life would have been like. I mean, just forget all of us for a second. But had he been still, I mean, by the time he died at age 24, I already put together 5 albums of songs that he wrote and recorded himself, played all the instruments on and everything like that. Complete masterworks. And that was only by age 24. Could you imagine what we'd be doing 5 years later? And also just the ability to assist other musicians. Musicians. Be it, you know, drumming for them, playing guitar on other people's tracks, assisting with songwriting, or even the technical side of it. From recording, being in the studio, and just being able to, you know, piece together someone's tracks and everything like that, to assist like that, to allow other people to bring music into this world. And just, it's incredible to think what he could have done. Especially if you listen to all of his albums, like 1 through 5, you see the growth. And you kind of see, like, man, by number 5, The Cosmic Dance, is how far along he was, not only talent-wise, but, you know, like, his playing his songwriting abilities, like how far along he was there, but then also just how good it sounded. Where you think about, I mean, the kind of technology he had, his recording devices were better. His computer was better. Programs, the way that his instruments, guitars, drums, and everything like that, were better, to the fact that he could record a track, process it, and everything else that goes along with that, to make the tracks that much better. When he was at that stage in his life. And so it's just sad, and it's disappointing, I guess, that that's not the case, that he didn't make it further in order to accomplish pretty much what he set out to do, and also what brought so much joy to the rest of the world and all of his friends. But I also reflect over the last 5 years, how many different weddings my cousins have gotten married, friends have gotten married, how many different trips we've been on, Afterglow, just the last 5 Afterglows, how much better those have been with him. Certainly missed his guitar playing around the campfire, while me and Kevin have done an adequate job, and Mom, of course. But just to think how those trips would have been enhanced with him, like I said, the different weddings, different trips we've gone on, as far as either going to visit James or family just doing other things. Look at the 3rd of July every year, what that could have been. And then, of course, Timmy and I just always did random things that, you know, we never even planned out. It was just the fact that since he was mostly a musician, working like nights and weekends, he'd have off work. He was kind of between jobs all the time, just bouncing around, and he'd just be like, what are you doing? Nothing. All right, let's go take a drive. And then we'd find things and we'd do things that we would have never have done, that I probably would have never done on my own. But just having another person who always just kind of had nothing better to do than to hang out with me. I mean, how many times did we just get together, watch a movie, or, you know, listen to a record or something like that, and just having the time of our lives? Because above all, he was the person in my life that, like, he always had time for me. And not to say that other people in my life don't, but it's just kind of like, it's almost like I was his number one priority. I mean, besides the music and everything like that, but it's like, he was always there when I needed him. Or when I had nothing else to do and no one else to hang out, Timmy was always available. And I even think of something about 6 months ago, whatever, like when Star Wars came out. Well, I remember, Wolfless flashback, maybe about 3 years ago. It was whenever Disney bought Lucasfilm from George Lucas. And they, you know, they bought it and everything. It's a couple billion dollars. It's a huge deal. And their first thing announced was like, we're making more Star Wars movies. And I was so incredibly happy. Star Wars is such a thing for me. But at the same time, I was like, sad. As happy as I was that a new Star Wars movie was coming out, I was equally as sad that Timmy didn't live long enough to see it. And I remember when the first trailer came out, and it was perfect, except for one small thing, the fact that he was not there to see it. Then opening weekend came out, and I took my dad and my Jenny
took my dad and my Jenny. And if there's anybody else in the world that I should go see Star Wars with, it's those two. And we loved it. And I still do. I don't know how many times I've seen it by now. Episode 7. But it's still, it just felt a little sad and just a little wrong that he wasn't there to experience this with us. And so that, I think, above all, is the fact that, like, there really is no one else like him. I'm thankful to have a lot of people in my life who are like him. My mom, my dad, Jenny and James, and then Kevin. They all have aspects of them that make them feel like Timmy to me. And you could tell by hanging out with them the influence that he had on their lives. Or even the influence that they had on his life, what made him who he was in order to make them who they are. So you see that. And also, you know, with my cousins, some of his friends, you see a glimpse. You see pieces. So that certainly helps. It helps a lot. But nothing or no one could ever replace who he is and what he meant to me. So I guess that's why this walk of life is tough. And it's long. And it's kind of hard for me to say, do I want to live to be like 90, 100 years old and spend another, say, 60 years without him? Do I want to go through that 60 more years of this? 5 was hard enough. Imagine 60 more. Or do I want to see him sooner? But that's once again assuming there is a heaven. There's an afterlife. There's a place we all go where we see everybody that we knew and everybody that we loved. That it was just like old times. It's tough. But at the same time, I know above all people how hard it is to live your life without somebody that meant so much to you. Somebody who's your best friend and someone you can count on for everything. I know I'm that to some people. So I guess it's my duty to stick around as long as I possibly can in order to be that person for those people, what Timmy was to me. That's the walk. That's the walk that I'm on. That's the path that I probably partially chose, but otherwise the path that's laid out before me because of circumstances. That's why I just gotta keep on walking. Life's all about going forwards. You certainly can look to the past, kind of see who you were, what kind of brought you here. You are a product of what happened in your past and the people that influenced you and things you've learned and where you've been. But you can't dwell in the past. It's gone. You can't get it back. What we think you could do is move forward. And if things were bad back then, you got a chance to make them better going forward. So because of that, I'm just going to keep on walking. So this is The Walk of Life, Episode 2, April 25th, 2016. And I just want to thank you. Thank you all for everything you've done for me. You not only helped me make it 29 years, but you helped me make it the next 5. This first 29, pretty incredible. But it was the last 5. That's where I needed you. That's where I needed you all to walk with me. Let's keep walking, my friends.